Hey there, it's Andre Gardner, and this is your Beatles Minute for the week of September 19th. 5 weeks until Revolver is reissued. Well, Beatles fans are in luck for Record Store Day this Black Friday. Both George and Ringo are represented. George through his old label Dark Horse Records with a release of the best of Dark Horse Records 1974 to 1977. This doesn't contain any songs by George Harrison for the label, though, but rather of the other artists who were signed and had albums released on Dark Horse. Artists like Jiva, Splinter, Attitudes, Stair Steps, all represented in this single LP set out on Black Friday for Record Store Day. And Ringo's got a bunch of releases coming out. His 1983 album Old Wave will be coming out on both album and CD. And Ringo the Fourth, his last album on Atlantic, is coming out on both translucent orange and translucent blue vinyl. There have been rumors that a Beatles title would be part of the Record Store Day releases, but so far, nothing. And to accompany the release of his third EP called EP3, which is out now wherever you get your music, Ringo Starr released a video to the song he penned with Linda Perry called World Go Round. It's a great video showing him in the studio making the song, which features that great guitar work by Steve Lukather. And that's your Beatles Minute for the week of September 19th. Thank you for listening. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.